stands on the 10. Excerpt number 1 from Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. The second discernment is when the complete soul of Israel, the light of the soul of Israel, does not shine in its complete illumination, but only a part of it. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Number two, sir. Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, article Love of Friends 2. If several individuals come together with the desire to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent, without help from the outside, then, by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. When they gather, each of them entering the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. Where this body is comprises, let's say, 10 people, then it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. We'll move on.
Excerpt number 3. This is from Rabash, Come Unto Pharaoh 2. I can hardly stand my friends, for I see that they all have different traits than mine, and I have nothing in common with them. But I have no choice, since I was told that without love of friends, I won't be able to achieve love of the Creator. So against my will, I sit with them. However, I can ask myself, what am I getting from the friends? Only one thing. I am correcting myself through self-torment, by sitting with them, and tolerating their talks, which I dislike, and which are against my nature. But what can I do? I'm told that I must suffer in this world, so I do. I sit and wait for the time when I can run from them and avoid seeing the lowliness that I see in them. It turns out that he is not taking from the love of friends the remedy called love of others. This means that he is not exiting self-love, and he is not reaching love of others.